Hello, I'm Will Stein, and welcome to Geography Island Jams. This podcast is in the same style as the BBC Radio 4 Desert Island Disc series, whereby each episode I ask my interviewee what 8 songs, book, and luxury item they would want to take with them if they were stranded on a desert island. For rights reasons, the music has not been included in the podcast. You can find links to the 8 songs on the LSE Geography and Environment website. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Geography Island Jams. My guest for this episode is an alumnus of the department, Dana Agrotti. Dana graduated from the LSE with a master's degree in environmental economics and climate change in 2019. When studying at the LSE, Dana lived in the LSE accommodation High Holborn. Whilst at the LSE, Dana was the postgrad president for the Geography and Environment Society. As president, she organised a range of events, which included a night out to the Jazz Bar Piano Works, and also an excursion to the Ball Pit nightclub, Bally Balderson. Before starting her London adventures, Dana did her undergraduate degree in business and economics at the University of Bologna. As well as doing her undergrad degree in Bologna, Dana was also born there and spent the majority of her life growing up there. And finally, since leaving the LSE, Dana has acquired the position of junior researcher at the think tank European Roundtable on Climate Change and Sustainable Transition, which is based in Brussels. So welcome, Dana.
Woohoo! Thanks, Will. I'm really happy to be here.
So I wanted to ask first, as I mentioned, you did your undergrad degree in business and economics, and then you did your master's in environmental economics and climate change. Do you remember when you first wanted to switch or do further study on the environment?
To be honest, I've tried to think about this, and I don't think there was like one moment when I realized that I wanted to go into the environmental part. The reason why I did my undergrad in business and economics is actually because I wasn't sure that I wanted to go into one particular field. And, you know, business and economics is just something that opens up a lot of doors. You can go into like different streams of economics. And then during my second year, I don't know, I think I was just looking at master degrees, and then I found this super cool master's at LSE, and I was like, okay, I'm also very passionate about the environment in my non-academic life, so why don't I just combine the two?
And then did you do a dissertation?
Yes.
What did you do your dissertation on?
So I wrote mine on shared mobility and how to change people's behavior to basically encourage people to use electric vehicles rather than gasoline vehicles. But the twist was that this was not normal vehicles, but indeed it was shared vehicles. So I've been trying, when was this? This was 2 years ago already. So I was trying to think really hard about a topic for my dissertation. It was very difficult because, you know, whenever you're actually trying to get an idea, you never get one, right? That's how it works. And then I went back home for the Christmas holidays. And in my city, they just introduced this new car sharing system. It was an electric car sharing system. I was talking to my mom about it because we have this very old car and we never use it. So we might as well just sell it and use a car sharing system. And she was like, Dana, but I'm too attached to my car. Even though we never really use it. So that's where I got the idea. Like, how do we change people's behavior? How do we steer them to use electric vehicles rather than their old gasoline vehicles?
And did you find anything, like, did you have any conclusions from that?
Yes. So basically, I gave some people some information about the negative consequences of gasoline vehicles. So I told them about the pollution and the health effects in Italy, because this was done in Italy. And basically, I found that the people who did receive the information were more keen to use the electric vehicles, even though they costed more or they were further from where they were when they were basically on the app looking for the vehicle. So it did work, but it was, you know, like the usual very small sample.
Classic. It's so hard to get a good sample as well. Yeah. So we're now moving on to the music. Can you tell me about the first song you're going to be taking with you?
Yes. Okay. So the first song that I will be taking with me is the theme song from A Fistful of Dynamite. This is a Western movie, and unfortunately, we got the very sad news that Ennio Morricone passed away a couple of days ago. This was extremely sad, but his music, I was listening to his music all day long when I was at LSE. It was a great way for me to focus, but also to be somewhere else, you know, with my mind. I wasn't in the library, I was somewhere in the West. So,
very nice. So my next few questions are about your time at the LSE. Do you have a favorite experience from your time studying at the LSE?
Honestly, this will sound so corny, but I loved my whole experience at LSE. Like, LSE in itself is an experience, right? I loved everything about it. Everything. There's nothing I would change. So,
if you had to nominate a few experiences which were most prominent memories.
Definitely my exams, which is kind of a traumatic experience. But
yeah. I'm not expecting that, I can say that.
Yeah, no, they were very traumatic, especially because the way you study in Italy in university is completely different from the way you study in England and at LSE especially. So I was very scared, but I was also working so hard, and then I finally did them and I was just so relieved. So that's definitely one. The other one has got to be drinking at the George with my friends after class. And also just being in class with a lot of very interesting, very smart people.
What about, you might have mentioned it, it might be still with the George, but do you have any favorite places around the LSE?
I'll have to think about this.
And I could extend it in the surrounding area if that makes it easier.
Okay. Well, Greg's. Does Greg's count?
Yeah, no, probably be definitely one of my nominations for sure.
Yeah. No, but seriously, the library, the fourth floor study room. I spent most of my time there. And every time I come back to London, I need to go back. It's kind of like the Stockholm syndrome, you know, when you just want to go back. But definitely the library. Yeah, I'd say that.
And do you have a favorite LSE meal or favorite place to eat on campus?
Oh, yes. The vegan cafe in the student union, last floor. It had amazing cupcakes. I love that.
So we're now moving on to your second song. Can you tell me what it is and any reasons why?
Yes. Okay. Then my next song is Let's Dance by David Bowie. I love that song. Whenever it was raining in London, you know, and I was going to class, that song never failed to cheer me up a little bit. I love it. It's a great song.
You spent the majority of your life growing up in Bologna. What would you say Bologna's most defining features are?
Okay. Number one, Bolognese sauce. Everyone talks about Bolognese sauce. That's a thing that really triggers me. You know, as a true Italian, you can never, you know, disrespect our food, you know. This is a stereotype, but yeah, it's also very true. So yeah, Bolognese sauce, definitely it's got to be the main thing. But Bologna is a very beautiful city. It's a medieval city. Mainly known for its food. It's still known within Italy as the capital of food.
Wow. So
definitely visit.
So do you have a favorite place in Bologna?
This is a very difficult question because I love Bologna. I love the city. If I had to say one place, it would have to be the main square, which is called Piazza Maggiore. And yes, it's beautiful. it's really beautiful. You need to see it.
And then I might just do one more Bologna, but do you have a favorite restaurant in Bologna?
Does my grandma's house count?
Yeah.
That's my favorite restaurant.
Really? Is there a favorite dish that your grandma cooks?
Anything with bolognese sauce, but the real one. So lasagne or tagliatelle. Yeah.
So now we're moving on to your third song. Can you tell me what it is and if there's any reasons why?
Yes, this actually ties perfectly with the Bologna theme. My next song is Piazza Grande by Lucio Dalla. And he talks about the main square in Bologna. And he was an author from Bologna. His music is adorable. I love it. And whenever I was in London and I was missing Bologna, I would listen to his songs.
So also sticking with Bologna theme, so you did your undergrad degree, as we said before, in business and economics at the University of Bologna. What did you enjoy most about studying there?
Okay, so the thing is that Bologna, if you didn't know, it has a very good university, which is also the oldest in the world, founded in 1088.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So, it attracts a lot of international students and a lot of students from all over Italy. So I guess it was really fun for me to be both in my hometown, so to be with my friends and my family, but at the same time to be able to meet a lot of people from all parts of Italy and Europe. That was really great about being in Bologna and studying there. And the university is really good. So. Mm-hmm.
Could you see yourself living in Bologna, you know, again soon, or do you think you want to travel around before you go back?
I think I definitely want to be in Bologna and live there in the long term. But I think that in the coming years, I still want to get some experience around the world. I would love to be back in London, and then maybe in a bigger city in Italy like Rome. And then eventually in Bologna.
What is your favorite place that you've been to that's not Bologna?
Okay, this is a very good question. I've had the opportunity to travel a lot, thanks to my mom. So, I don't know. It will have to be the Okavango Delta in Botswana.
Wow.
Yes, because I love elephants. They're my favorite animal in the world. And the Okavango Delta is the place with the highest concentration of elephants in the world.
Fabulous. So can you now tell me about the fourth song you'll be taking with you?
Let me check. Okay, I will take I Want to Break Free by Queen. This is my favorite song by Queen. I love Queen and I love all of their songs, but this song is just perfect. It's beautiful.
Since January, you've been working for the think tank, the European Roundtable on Climate Change and Sustainable Transition. Can you tell me a bit more about what you do there?
Yes. So basically, it's a think tank that works mainly on European and international climate policy. So it complements really well my degree, where it was more, you know, economics, and now I'm learning more about the policy side. So we work on policy development in Europe. We work, for instance, on the Energy Taxation Directive, Border Carbon Adjustment. These are things that we've also seen at LSE. And then on the international dimension, we work with international clients, governments, and we create solutions for them. It's basically consulting.
What do you enjoy most about the job?
Definitely the possibility to learn a lot. For instance, I'm really interested in the topic of energy, energy economics, and energy policy, but it's something that at LSE I didn't really get a chance to explore more. But in my job, I'm working on some projects on energy. And so I get to actually talk to people and understand from them their perspective. So I guess it's two things. One, learning about topics, and second, learning from people who know stuff. That's very interesting.
Can you now tell me about the fifth song you'll be taking with you?
Let me check. Okay. I will take Trip by Ella May. This is a song that I listened to a lot when I was in London. I really like the song, and her voice is just amazing.
I think you might have already answered this one, but I'll give it a go anyway. The next question is, do you have a dish which you most enjoy to cook? I suppose it's different from before because you're the one cooking it instead of your
Yeah. I generally love cooking. I really do. I guess I'd say banana bread, just because I make a good banana bread and people enjoy eating my banana bread. So it would be that.
I was expecting some amazing Italian cuisine.
Yeah, only pizza. Pizza will be the second one, but probably banana bread.
And what if I took out the cooking element? Would that change the answer if, you know, your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, pizza, without a doubt. I was recently asked by someone if I ever get bored. And I look at them dead in the eyes and I'm like, I'm Italian. What do you expect? Do you really think I would get bored of pizza? Like, no, that won't happen.
Sticking on the topic of food to an extent, I guess, but if you're having a dinner party and could invite anyone in the world, who would you invite and why?
How many people could I invite?
I suppose you can invite as many as you want, people you know, but you have one special invitation to anyone which they can't refuse.
So
I'm asking, who's that special invitation going to?
Okay, this is difficult because I was already thinking about inviting Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj.
Tell me why. How comes they've...
They would be great guests. I love their music, which is, I don't know, some people may think it's weird, but I really love what they're doing for the hip-hop culture, which is a very male-dominated culture. They're just out there doing their things, opening up, you know, for other women to come. So yeah, I would have loved to have them, but...
Well, why not? Why would you change it if not?
I mean, you only said one person, right?
I suppose we could extend
it. If we could have both of them, I would stick with them.
Really? Fine. I'll give you the option of a plus two.
Okay, great. Yeah, I will have them.
And the next question is, did you have any childhood ambitions growing up? And if so, are they the same as your ambitions now?
Okay, so when I was a kid, I visited the UN building in New York. And first I thought I wanted to be an interpreter, which I find very fascinating. It's a very fascinating job. And I'm really, I mean, like, people who can interpret simultaneously, wow. But yeah, I've also considered that career, and then I ended up doing economics. But yeah, when I was there, I also considered becoming a diplomat. So I guess it was always something international, something, you know, that had to do with UN and stuff like that. And I guess it's not that far from what I'm doing now. It's still something very international. So maybe young Dana would be proud.
I was going to say, both are very easy to segue into. How many languages do you speak?
Yeah, actually, I only speak Italian and English fluently. I've studied French, but I kind of lost it. And then I moved here to Brussels, and I've been trying to use it. But also everyone here speaks both English and Italian. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I suppose it's not as a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dana, moving on to the sixth song, can you tell me what it is and if there's any reasons why?
So, I would not be true to myself if I didn't bring Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion on the island with me. So, I would have to take Hot Girl Summer by the two of them. It's a banger. But we can go for the non-explicit version.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Fabulous. So, the next set of questions. Do you have any pet peeves, anything which bothers you way more than anything else?
I was actually thinking about this today, and I forgot.
What a thing to think about.
Okay, so it's actually got to be two things. One is people who chew loudly. I think this is very common, but I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And second of all is rude people and people who don't want to listen to other people's opinion in general. This is something I hate.
What about when you're having a bad day, is there anything you do especially to make yourself feel better?
Okay, I definitely eat bread.
That's so funny. Any specific type of bread or just any bread will do?
No, it's got to be fresh bread. I'm not sure it's a healthy coping mechanism, but it usually works. And I will always try to go for a walk, try to go outside. If I stay inside on a bad day, yeah, it won't get better.
What about, what would you say is the biggest risk you've ever taken?
I don't know.
Yeah, another
taking a Flixbus during Corona.
Oh wow, that is quite a crazy risk.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was trying to be safe. I don't know. I'm generally not a risk taker. I always try to weigh in my options and yes. Yeah. So I nothing comes to my mind at the moment.
Moving on to your seventh song. Can you tell me what it is and if there's any reasons why?
Okay. So it will be Can't Tell Me Nothing by Kanye West. This song is in general very cocky. And whenever I had an exam, I would always listen to this song because it would give me the confidence that I needed to go in and write that exam and smash that exam. So.
And do you have a personality trait which you're most proud of or grateful for?
I think so. I think I am generally very compassionate about or towards other people and also animals in general or the environment around me.
What about, do you have any life accomplishments which you're most proud of?
There's nothing specific. It's not like I climbed a mountain or anything. But I feel like my life has been going really well up to now. And that's because I had a very good support system of friends and family who taught me how to work really hard, and I always did, and up to now everything has been going well. So I guess I'm proud of my support system. Like, that's my biggest achievement, having these people around me.
What about if you could go back in time 5 years, is there anything you wish you could tell yourself?
You know what, I don't know. I'm not sure. There would be, I'm sure that I would not do anything differently. Maybe what I would tell myself is to speak up more on things that don't sit right with me.
And finally, what would you say your favorite thing about studying at the LSE was?
Being within this amazing institution with incredible teachers, incredible professors, incredible classmates who were so smart, so passionate about the topic, and being on campus and feeling the passion and the knowledge. I feel like LSE is a whole experience. It's not a university. I'm forever grateful that I studied at LSE.
Very nice. And then we're now moving on to your final song. Can you tell me what it is and if there's any reasons why?
My final song is actually Beat It by Michael Jackson. I just love the song. It's another song that just, I listen to whenever I'm trying to be, it's a great pickup for me. So I just love the song.
So now moving on to the final section, you're allowed to take with you the Bible, the beverage report, and a book of your choice. What book are you going to be taking with you?
The Handmaid's Tale. I was actually reading this during quarantine, and I really, really enjoyed reading the book. But I also feel like you can't only read it once. You need to read it multiple times to understand all the subtleties. So I feel like if I was on an island, I would have all the time in the world to read it. So I'll take that.
And finally, but definitely by no means the least, what is the luxury item you'll be taking with you?
So I will be taking a Moka, which is an Italian coffee machine, with me. I feel like it's the only thing that would keep me sane on a desert island if I could still have a coffee when I wake up and a coffee after lunch. Assuming I can find coffee beans on the island. So yeah, that's the thing.
I'm sure we can add an unlimited supply of coffee beans to your Moka machine.
We can? Okay.
Yeah. We'll wave a magic wand and you've got your affinity.
Awesome.
But yeah, well, Diana, thank you very much for telling me about your Geography Island Jams.
Thanks, Will. You're amazing as always.